Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 until the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ellen Rohr is our guest. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for 8 years. She's the bare bones biz lady. Her books are all about that, about business planning and making sure you manage your money the right way in a way that's plain English. Even I can understand them. And she's our good friend. But Ellen, today we're talking about something different. We're talking about how to become what I like to say is more discerning consumers of information. As time goes by, and this isn't just because of how journalism is changing. This is the influence of technology, Ellen, and it's going to get even more. It's going to get even more so as we start getting more artificial intelligence, and we start getting more, and the more powerful computers are going to get to the point. They actually already have the ability to make someone say something that sounds like they're actually saying it when they're really not. I mean, the fake news capability is way beyond just one member of Fox or CNN or whoever, you know, putting something out there that's not right. There are businesses that can make their living trying to get you to click on something because you thought it fits your paradigm on one particular issue or the other. We've got to become smarter and more discerning consumers of information. Otherwise, we're going to wind up killing each other. What do you think?
Well, I think the business aspect of it is important because straight-out broadcast journalism is not a real money maker.
That's right.
So media stocks aren't good growth and dividend investments because most media companies aren't investing in their people. So you don't get the paid reporters that we used to get anymore when anyone with a cell phone, when, you know, anyone can post their opinion. We're not getting the kind of dig-deep journalism that we used to get when we paid more for it. That business model is a tough one.
There's about 1% of the investigative reporters that we used to have, probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know that stat, but that sounds appropriate. Yeah, again, check the facts. So do we even know? And that's going to take some discerning digging on everyone's part. You know what? Let me share a couple of facts for you. The Fourth Estate actually comes from the medieval times. The Fourth Estate, which references the press, is a reference back to the original three classes of estates. And in England, this was initially the nobility, which was the parliament at the time, the clergy, and the common people. Those were the first three estates. And then the Fourth Estate came to refer to the press, which is the people, the town criers, who are out there editorializing or delivering facts on the information. And in the U.S., the First Amendment, before the Bill of Rights, before the Constitution even got passed, it had attached to it the Bill of Rights with
the First Amendment.
Right, that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So the press is
what you just read is the essence of America.
Yeah.
Almost everything else is built on that foundation.
We think of the Constitution. This amendment came with the Constitution, the passing of the Constitution. It was with this consideration that the rest of these rapscallions could get together and pass, you know, the Constitution with the Bill of Rights, this being the First Amendment. So the press is protected. The press is essential to us having a free government. And so we as consumers of that information have to be more discerning. I thought, and boy, what a knucklehead I was, I thought when everyone had a camera, Jim, we would get more facts. You know,
I've always been worried about it. All that. Yeah, it's kind of scary actually. But now, see, you have Facebook as a publisher, Yahoo, Google, well, Google is a publisher, YouTube is a publisher, mm-hmm. Twitter is a publisher. We got all these new platforms that make everybody their own editor and reporter and you know and publisher. I mean, it's democratized freedom. You know, speech is democratized speech, which in some ways is great, but it does mm-hmm. create a problem. It does dilute the potentially dilute high quality reporting.
Yeah, and we know that there was foreign interference, Russian interference with our election, and yet we're still culpable for not being more discerning and paying more attention. I don't even mean on the government level. I mean on the individual consumption of information.
Yeah, we know that they did with Facebook, and but they've been doing it for a long time. And but the problem is we're not focusing on what they're doing as a problem as much as we are trying to go after each other for this. I mean, that we got to realize we're not the enemy. The Russians are the enemy.
That's so true. And so to dig deeper, so there when you go and you click on something, like this is just a what you could do on Twitter. When you see someone comment and then you click on them, you can see if it's actually a real account or if it's a pretty picture with the same post posted 5,000 times.
How about this? Go ahead, Ellen. Finish your thought.
Oh, no, just when you look at it, you can start to go, oh, wait a second. This person isn't a reliable source. This isn't even a person.
How about this, Ellen? Why am I even on Twitter? Huh?
Always cutting to the chase, man.
Can I ask that question? Why the heck are you even on Twitter? That's my question. Tintail, right back with Ellen Rohr. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.